Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Best bits of the week, and we've got them for you. Best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, everybody? You've been listening to part one and part two. It is time for some part three listener Q&A. Abby, you ready for this?
Should I be nervous?
Probably, but probably also not should have said that.
But I know. I don't know if I'm ready then.
It's all right. We'll dive in. We're not going to think about it, okay?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get some personal update situation out of the way first, and then we'll go to some fun stuff.
Okay.
So somebody asked if you are going to write another song.
Yes, I will. And I was just thinking about that. I was like, I need to get on it because it shouldn't take like someone else giving me a goal or a deadline. You know, it's like I should want to. So, yes, I'm going to definitely.
So are you trying to get in more songwriting sessions? What does this look like? Or are you like, I'm going to write by myself?
I really want to try to write one by myself and just see what I come up with.
Oh, OK.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't mind writing with other people, but I just want to see what I can do on my own because I have a lot to say.
Well, yeah. And it could like shove a little bit in Lunchbox who's like, you didn't write it.
Exactly. Yeah. Because that's just never ending.
Yeah. That's how he feels about everything, though. OK, so are you making any money from your song yet?
I don't really know yet. I was just going to wait because, I mean, remember Ray? Like from vacation, he said he made like $13 after a year or something.
Well, and how does it work? Do you have to, I have one of my really good girlfriends is a artist and she does all of her stuff independently. And she always has to filter things through certain stuff to make money.
Yeah.
So did you just like release it to the different platforms? Did somebody do it for you? How did that all happen?
I had like a kind of label services type company, like a music distribution. I used them because I needed it really fast because we needed it like within a week or whatever. Yeah. And so I just went with them and they helped me put everything on there. And I know there's like an agreement. I think it's probably like 30-70, you know, like they get 30% or something and I get or something.
Okay.
I know there is. But all that confuses me because I know that's also different with labels and I'm not on a label. So like I don't have anyone taking a cut from a label. So I don't know. But I was going to, once it kind of gets more traction and there's actually like numbers, I'm going to look into it more.
Have you been watching it on the charts too? Is it doing anything else? I know it did a little thing at the beginning.
Not really. I know it's been playing in Wichita, like outside of the show. So that's really cool. But I don't think on the charts it's ever gotten lower
than it did.
Well, I mean,
technically it was on all over because of Country Top 30 too. So.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, those are some spins.
Keep looking. Yes. I don't know. I haven't looked.
That's
I don't know. Sometimes it's just like not even about that. You know, it's just like that it's out there and people like it. And so that's cool enough.
Yeah. I feel that. It's like part of your dream is happening. So you're focused on that as you should be.
I know. It's so cool.
What about a music video for it?
That would be so fun. I'd also thought about that too. You know what all of this requires though is money, you know?
Yeah, being an independent artist is pretty difficult. Yes. Like you got to find the money from somewhere.
Right. And I'm like, I guess I could look into how much it would be, but I want it to be like really good. And so obviously.
You could always do it like a home video though. Like who cares?
Oh, that'd be cute. Yeah.
I mean, home videos are very in right now. That very would be like fun. Very retro footage is in. So you could always just like turn it, like take some film and then mm-hmm. use like a filter over it and make it like a home video style music video.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, I mean, you're hired. Something. You want to do it? I'll pay you. No, I'm like, you're so creative.
I would
you
love
could do
to
it.
Help you. And I totally could. And I have the equipment and everything. But do I have the time? I do not. I wish I did.
That's the thing too. I'm like the time, but that would be awesome if I could do that.
I think you should. I totally think you should do it. But you could also do it selfie style and then you don't need anybody. And then no, I can just help. Then yeah. All you need is me to help you come up with the creative of like the idea and what to shoot and stuff. And then you'd be golden. Then you can shoot it whenever you could, whenever you wanted to. Like you're on your own timeline.
Right.
See?
I like it. Yeah.
So we can brainstorm a little idea for you.
Okay.
That I'm able to do. But okay. Filming and editing and all. And I wish I had time for that.
I know. Seriously.
I wish I do. Okay. So we have some music updates going on and the guitar lessons. How are those?
They are going well. I am going to like an instructor, a guitar instructor, and he is a professional. I mean, like everybody in Nashville, basically, but he has been playing a long time and he is so good at what he does. And I think that's hard sometimes. It's like me going to Keith Urban, you know? Yeah. It's just kind of hard to dumb it down for people like me that are very beginner. Like
okay.
I am.
Well, let's not say dumb it down because you're not dumb, first of all.
I know I'm not dumb, but you need to just make it very simple and not super advanced. And I think that's what he's kind of doing. And so he has very high expectations of me and I do too, but I come in the next lesson. So I've been to two lessons and he is ready for me to play a full song on the second lesson. And I'm like, oh, bro.
And you're like, what is happening? What are we doing?
Right, right. I'm still trying to figure out how you move. Like I have the chords down, the basic ones mm-hmm. that I need for the song I want to do. But it's like switching them in the muscle memory. That's kind of what I'm focusing on now. And like the strum pattern, that's hard too.
Okay. Okay. But you're at least progressing, it sounds like. And
yes.
You're going to be ready for your deadline come January.
Uh-huh. I think I'll be
okay,
ready.
How confident on a scale of 1 to 10 do you feel right now?
If I do the song I'm practicing, I would say like 9. But if I know they're going to come and try to throw loops at me, you know, and like Lunchbox is going to be like, oh, play, you know, Freebird or whatever. And I'll be like, okay, you know, that's not realistic.
Yeah.
So.
No. Hey, just say, listen, you guys asked me to have one song uh-huh. prepared and that is what I am doing.
Yes.
Like you accomplished your thing. Exactly. Listen, I've tried to get that man in the pillory like 8 times because he has done so many things.
What, right?
And somehow he managed to escape it multiple times.
How does he get out? Is it because he can't touch his shoulders? And
I mean,
feel
listen,
bad
that's
for
not,
him?
Like, there's not a reason. Not a we set a punishment. That's just what is supposed to happen.
Yes. He needs to stretch before or something.
He does. So don't let him talk you out of any of it. Just roll with what you were promised. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
And only do that. Well, mm-hmm. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
This is great news. Yes. Okay. One more thing on the music front. Somebody wanted to know if you could sing one song with another artist, who would it be and what song?
Oh, that's a hard one.
I know, I didn't let you prepare for any of these, so I'm very sorry.
You know what I would say? Broken Wing by Martina McBride.
Ooh.
I grew up
with
singing
Martina,
that.
With Martina, I
yes,
imagine.
With her. Oh my gosh, that would just be like a dream come true because I grew up singing that song. And like once you get older and the words like make sense to you now and you're like, you know, you have a broken wing, but you still sing. Like mm-hmm. life isn't always perfect and bad things happen, but you can still get up and do what you want to do. And I just think that would be amazing.
That's
so,
it. That would be an awesome collaboration.
Wouldn't that be
with Martinez? Because she's also a Kansas girl too.
Yes.
So it's that like Kansas collaboration. I believe she's Kansas.
She
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know that song? I mean, this is a completely opposite note, but that song really helped me in a really difficult time.
Really?
If you've ever really looked at the lyrics of mm-hmm. what she's singing about. And it is, you know, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, October is. So this song was very important to me coming out of a situation. Black and Blue, I think, is the song from Shania Twain was another mm-hmm. one.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
I believe, make sure that's the title, Black and Blue. I'm Googling because I'm like, was it? Black Eyes, Blue Tears was the Shania Twain one. Obviously, uh-huh. Black and Blue was in it. But it's crazy the songs that you grew up listening to that you revisit when you get older, and they have a much different meaning.
Isn't that crazy? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I grew up singing that in first grade in karaoke, but I had no idea the meaning.
Oh my gosh. Like, you sing it because you're just like, oh, this is a really good song lyrically. Like, I feel connected to it. But mm-hmm. you don't realize what you're singing until, like, you get older and you're like, oh, wow. It's kind of like when people listen to rap songs and they're like, dang, I was, like, you know, grinding to that in, like, middle school. And then you're like, wow, that was a horrible song.
You're like, they actually played this? What?
Yeah.
Like, teachers were just there and, like,
Yeah, I also think, like, when we were in middle school, too, I was a little bit more lax, mostly because you didn't realize you could, like, censor songs and there was only the explicit version. You know what I mean? I mean, there was radio versions, obviously, but I don't, for whatever reason, like, the explicit version's always played.
You know what's funny? Real quick, one song was in middle school was Drop It Like It's Hot. I hear that now and I just cringe because I just remember thinking I was so cool singing that.
Like, I'm looking up the lyrics to it. Oh, yeah, it's got bad words in it.
And I just remember we're walking around. We're just like, this is so cool.
Oh, and they're talking about, like, smoking weed and, like,
yes,
eligible bachelor. Yeah. Some interesting
things.
You
can't even say some of the things.
I know.
It's funny.
It is funny. It's a weird connection. Yes.
That's the song.
Great collaboration choice. I highly approve. I hope it happens for you. But we got a little break and we're going to dive into some birthday trip conversation a little bit. And then also some dating situation updates. Maybe.
Maybe.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I'll give a little taste in here. How was a birthday trip? We talked about it a lot on part one, but I had a great time. I highly suggest going out to Newport Beach. You've also been out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Laguna, we had a little too much fun at Disneyland. Like, let me tell you, we walked 15 miles.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I think that's, like, we is like 32,000 steps or something. And we were supposed to go hike in Laguna, like, the next morning, and not a single one of us. Like, we got back at, like, 12:30, and we're like, there's no chance. We are not waking up early enough for that.
I would be impressed if you were able to do that.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody planned on Disneyland being a thing, and I also was an idiot and wore my platform sneakers, which I have worn all day before, and I've never had issues. I've not worn all day and walked 15 miles in them. So I had a lot of blisters, and one of my good friends switched her tennis shoes with me
at the end of the night.
So that was a thing. But you had given me a suggestion of going to a hiking in Laguna.
Yes.
What was it? What was the place?
Oh, it was like on top of the world or
top
something.
Top of the world hike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like high up and you can see everything. But I mean, you'll get to it next time. There's no way you could hike though the day after too. Even if you got up in your feet. Like
I what is it like when you look at a plate and you eat something, your stomach is bigger than your eyes or whatever. Yes. Like in that scenario, my body was bigger than my feet. I don't know what the thing is.
I think the next day after your trip, you had like UFOs on. Is that how you say them?
UFOs.
Yeah, you had those on at work. When you got back. I remember that.
You realize I had those on.
Because I was like, you're always wearing like, you know, cute, like you're wearing booties right now. But that day I was like, oh, it must have been rough.
That was a Monday. I did look rough too. I mean, I was exhausted. I was in like sweats and stuff and I didn't have those on.
You look cute. You were just like athleisure.
I love that you pointed that out. You recognized that I had those on.
Yes.
They were struggling. My feet were barking.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I just thought you wanted to wear them because you just got them and they were cute. But I just put the two and two together that... Ouch.
No, I totally destroyed my feet. So that was a dumb part of it. But the one of the questions that made me bring it up, and like I said, part one, we talk about a whole lot of things, especially the birthday trip. But best thing I ate from the past weekend and best cocktail I drank.
Oh.
Oh.
I know. Oh, that's a hard one.
First of all, because when I go out and drink cocktails, it's like Tito's and Sprite. I mean, I'm not getting very glamorous over here. But best thing I ate, we went to... For my like official birthday dinner Saturday, we did Mama D's Italian Kitchen.
Oh, Italian. You can't go wrong.
No, and it's really bad for my gluten because like I don't go gluten free. I'm like, here we go. And then my whole body's like, yeah, you're done. It's called Mama D's Italian Kitchen.
But where?
It was in Newport.
Newport.
Like right in the heart of Newport. And really famous little spot. But they have potato gnocchi. And they made it with this Mama D's special, I think they called it either Mama D's special pink sauce or red sauce, but it was like pink sauce, which is Alfredo and marinara basically meshed together.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing.
And it was magical. And then they added a whole lot of Parmesan on top of it. It was so, so good. I couldn't even eat the whole thing, but it was so good. And so that was probably my favorite spot we ate at, though we had a lot of good food. Like, I hope I can make a food video of some time because I did eat a crap ton at Disney, too. The strawberry Dole Whip was amazing.
Oh yeah, I gotta hear all that too.
Yeah, we'll get the Disney foods going.
Mm-hmm.
And then cocktail, gosh,
weren't there drinks at Disneyland, Disney World,
Disneyland?
I get them. Yes,
Disney World, Florida, Disneyland, Florida. California. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
I've only been to Disneyland all the time when I was a kid going out there. But and I still get them confused. I don't know.
No, it's anyway. Like, I mean, they're both Disney. You just say Disney.
Right.
But we did go to this restaurant called Palomila Thursday night. That's like really upscale Mexican food. And one of my girlfriends like loves reality trash TV. And apparently selling the OC, they like film some out here.
Stop. Yes. I love that show too.
Yeah. Oh, I love it too. But I never would have put two and two together. Sorry. Like, I don't know why I never put like OC Newport together. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's just like the whole, I don't know if you flew into LAX, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, because there's like the OC when I fly into Orange County.
See, there's like so much, there's so many like little things out there that I don't know what all is part of what.
But it is in Newport.
So the she Oppenheim had reached group. Out to Pauly from Selling the OC on Instagram.
Are you kidding me?
And was like, hey, can we have some recs? I didn't know any of this was happening, right? And Pauly wrote back, and this is one of the main ones she suggested.
Sorry, now I'm having a moment too. I'm like, what? She even like responded?
Oh, you and my girlfriend, Carla, you guys would like totally geek out over trash TV.
Yeah, it was so dramatic this season too.
It was. It was really good. It ended on a cliffhanger.
It did.
But like, I'm not invested enough to like, I don't follow any of them. I just more like watch things and then I'm like, cool. But you guys would be invested in it like I'm invested in Marvel. So like everybody has their thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So we went to Palomino because of that. And they had really good food. Food was great. But also the cocktail was amazing that I had. So
that is good to know. I should have hit up Pauly. I didn't know she responded.
Well, you know, the more you know.
That's funny.
I didn't know either. But they also want to know, not they, like meaning my friends, the listeners want to know how you did with Hazel, because you watched The Little Ladies for me, Miss Remy and Hazel.
I did.
While I was gone.
Yes.
And they want to know how it went with Hazel.
It went well. So I am less and less scared of cats now.
Oh,
I
is really, she doing that to you?
What?
Is she like doing that to you? Is she making you yes. like happier around cats?
Uh-huh. Like I trust her. Usually I don't trust cats because they kind of just, I don't know what they're going to do. They're very unpredictable and they like to turn on me and scratch me and stuff. But she didn't do that. She would cuddle. Mm-hmm. And the first time, and I even sent you a picture, it was, I think it was probably the final day because Remy always chases her off on the couch. That was the funniest part. And I felt bad because I'm trying to be like, Remy, no, it's okay. But then I was like, if I pet Hazel, she's going to probably get more jealous. So it was like a whole thing.
Yes. Remy does like to be a little territorial over the couch. I'm not sure why, but yeah.
It's wild. She gets on the couch and she just freaks out like it's her first time ever seeing her.
But if Remy's tired enough, they'll both be on there. But really? It's just a matter of whatever Remy's mood is in that moment. And you just probably happened to catch her at a not good mood for Remy.
Oh, well, she did that most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
And she like growled at her.
Well.
And barked at her and like made her go off the couch, and then Hazel hissed at her.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. It's pretty funny. But like that's the only time, the couch is the only time that happens. Like around the house, as you noted, they avoid each other.
Yes.
They literally will go opposite ways. It's like they're just both coexisting together. But then sometimes like, they'll cuddle up together on the couch. And I'm like, I can't figure you guys out.
Never saw that.
Never. With me, it's okay. Not like they'll do it by themselves. Heck, they could be. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if I'm laying on the couch, one will be in front of me and one will be behind me. And they both are like cuddled up right next to me. So that's the closest we've gotten.
Yeah.
But there is moments they get along.
That's funny. No, but Hazel like climbed on my lap and I was working on my computer and she was on my arm. So I couldn't type. And I was like, okay. I'll let her do this. Or it was like 20 minutes. And I was like, okay, I really need to work now. But she would like make biscuits, you know, with her little paws.
She loves like, making biscuits.
It's hilarious that they do that. Why do cats do that?
It means they're happy. That's like their way of expressing they're happy.
And comfy.
This cat makes biscuits all the time. Like all the time. I will be sitting next to her and I'll wake up and she'll be like making biscuits like on my boob. And I'm like, girlfriend, this isn't going to work.
Okay,
got some
funny.
Nails in there.
Yeah, you're like, ugh. How about the blanket?
Yeah, she loves it. I also have a lot of fuzzy things, and mm-hmm. that may be some of it too, because like cats really love fuzzy things. And so like my pillows are fuzzy, both blankets in there are fuzzy. So maybe that's that.
Yeah.
I love that she has like changed your opinion.
Yes.
This is exciting.
I know. Like she's really cute and she's really good.
She is.
Some are aggressive. She's just very like chill and just like quiet and slow. Like, you know, like it's just, it's cool.
She's slow until Remy chases after her. Yeah.
Yes.
And just fight back.
That was like a whole nother side of both of them that I was like not expected to see.
Yeah. But it's funny because it's not like they're going to get into a fight like physically, right? Like I think they both would like throw hands and then they'd run away from each other.
Yeah.
Like they wouldn't ever actually get into it. And it's only when somebody's around, because Remy's a little people, people guards. She likes to people guard, especially like her people.
Yeah.
And you to Remy are like one of her people.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And so she's like, no, these were mine before they were yours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sister, that's not how this works. We got to work on that.
I can see that though, you know, like getting it, not being used. You're the only pet. And then here comes
only child syndrome is what yeah. a lot of people call it.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm so happy though. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
Will you maybe adopt a cat someday?
That's a no. Okay. Still a no.
We now like them better, but yes. not enough to have one of your own.
Right. I just need more. Like I love how dogs, there's like emotion and mm-hmm. they bark and you know, I don't know. I'm
barking,
just gonna stick with dogs.
I mean, Hazel's very cuddly. Like when she actually is allowed to get on the couch from Remy, yeah. She's very cuddly.
Oh, also, yeah. The funny thing also is she kept trying to open the cabinet door, and every time it slammed, like Remy like barking at her, like stop, stop.
I'm yeah, like, Remy thinks she's the sheriff of the house. Yeah. Like that is not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
We're working
on it. It was funny.
It
was just entertaining. Just watching all the
it's
things
like
happen.
It's like siblings. It's like watching two little siblings go after each other.
Yeah. You're just like, okay, guys, break it up.
Yep.
Stop.
And then they stop. And then you're like, okay. Like once they're both fed, but not the whole day. Once they are both fed, they're three meals like complete for mm-hmm. the day, like breakfast, lunch, dinner. By dinner time, they're both great. They're like little angels. It's like they're hungry throughout the whole entire day. And I'm like, you get fed three meals a day.
Right. Yes.
Make it make sense to me.
Like, I know, they always did seem hungry. You know, like they're just like, when's my next one? I was like, it was 2 hours ago.
Oh my God, both of them. They're both little hangry things. Like, I don't know. Maybe because they're both rescues and that's just it. But like Remy at this point, I've had her for 8 years. You would think she's used to having food every single day.
I know. Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, I'm glad it went well.
Yes,
though.
Thank you.
And that was good. A good question. I am really glad she's making you like cats a little bit more.
Wow, I never thought I'd say that.
I know. I'm so proud right now. Okay. Another one was, so people were asking if I have made any choices in September like Amy's cousin predicted, which also leads into like the dating conversation. So I don't think I did make any like big decisions in September, none that I can like think of. Though, like, I did get some opportunities with iHeartFest, and I did, like, produce some things, like, videos. Like, y'all saw them online. They were, like, videos for these brands. And maybe that could have been what she was talking about, you know? And it's, like, psychic stuff. It could be, like, different variations of things. So it could be those. But besides that, no big, big choices in September. At least it's coming to mind. So that's what makes me think that it wasn't, like, big.
Because we were thinking about the guy in Texas that Ray tried to set you up with. But that, I mean,
this kind of fizzled.
Because that could have been the, oh, they don't live here, you know?
Yeah.
Because remember, she was like.
And she said he was out west. And so a lot of people really thought I was going to meet my guy on this trip out west.
Yeah. None?
I did not.
None at
all? I did meet one really cute guy at the bar, but I never got his number. Like, I was just having so much fun with my friends.
Yeah.
And like, I really enjoyed meeting him. He was a really nice guy. He was actually so sweet. Like, not only did he buy me a drink, after he bought me a drink, he literally was like, we kind of hung out for a few minutes and like chatted. We chatted about Marvel stuff, of course. Such a nerd. But then he was like, well, you like all of your friends are here. Like, go have fun. I'll be over here if you want to like hang out. And I'm like, I like your energy.
That's really nice.
He's
yeah.
a really sweet guy. Like after even buying me a drink, normally like a guy buys you a drink. He's like, you're coming home with me. You know what I mean? Like. And he just wasn't. And I should have gotten his number, and I just didn't. I was just having so much fun.
Did he live there?
Yeah.
He did. Yeah.
And he could. I mean, she said the guy that I would date, like, kind of is west and comes into Nashville a lot.
What? Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So maybe I did meet him, and maybe we have another moment where something happens.
Oh, that'd be weird. Oh, see? You never know.
Who knows?
But it's all in timing.
As far as I know, nothing has quite transpired yet.
Okay.
From our call.
Hey, we still have 3 months left, so
that's true. But she did say fall was gonna be crazy for me, and it has been crazy. I have been traveling a lot.
Yeah,
so that could have been that craziness.
That's the craziness. Yeah Okay,
so there's that. So that's my like, I mean, and yeah, you guys heard about Ray's friend. He was really nice, super cute, but yeah, kind of fizzled. And then I'm off dating apps, so haven't gone on any dates. I'm trying to make eye contact with people in person, trying to, you know, talk to people. I'm not very good at it. I'm really good at talking to people. I'm really bad at, like, seeing a cute guy and be like, I want to go up to him. That's what I'm bad at.
You know what's funny? Did this ever happen to you? I just know, like, my whole life or whatever. Every time you're at the airport going somewhere else, that's when you see all the cute guys.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, where are they going? Am I on their flight?
Right?
No, they're going that way.
But like, even if they are, you never talk to them.
Yes.
You're like, what?
You just, like, put this idea in your head for some reason. And I've even seen it, like, on social media. Like, they're like, why is it every time you go to the airport, there's all these cute guys, and you're like, oh, he could sit by me. This could be fate. It's so crazy.
You know, funny enough, there is a girl that works in iHeart. Her name's Erica, and she told me about how she met a guy because I saw her in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
She met a guy at the airport, and she's been giving me like updates, and they've been going on dates and stuff. They met at the airport.
What?
So, yeah, like, okay. Go shout out Erica Shea. You can go follow her. She's also on the radio. But you like, she has this whole crazy, I don't know what will transpire, but like, I'm sitting here like waiting for updates because I'm like, this is like a unicorn scenario.
It is. Because you're just on the go. Like, you're trying to get to your next destination. You're going to the bathroom. You don't, know, like, meet someone.
And I did see a really cute curly-haired man. I'm a sucker for some curly hair.
Okay.
Not, like, crazy curly hair, but, like, you know, like, I don't know how to explain it, but they like got curls
shaggy,
on their head.
Kind of, well, not, you know what I'm...
Okay, like Jeremiah from The Summer I Turned Pretty.
You got it. Is this a movie reference?
No. Can you, like, it's a very popular TV show reference.
Very popular, I'm show you sure?
Yes, I'm very positive. It's very popular. I'm showing Abby a picture on Google really right now. Okay, but now you see what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
at least.
That's what I had in my head.
Wow. Abby,
Just yes. Don't reference anything TV or movie related.
I know, but that kills me. I like to make those references. But yes, like that very, very curly hair kind of situation. So I saw like a cute guy with super curly hair. I was like, oh, he's cute. I kind of watched him for a little bit. I was like, no, I'm still not moving. Like my feet are not moving.
You're so. Like, it would be cool if I went and talked to him, but you know, I'll just not.
It would be really cool, but I did not move. What about you? You want to chat about anything? You good? Not chatting about anything? You decide.
I think I'm good. You know, I'm just trying to keep things on the DL over here. I think I'm doing a good job.
Living your life. You are doing really good.
I am. You know, usually I let it out and I'm like, I'm just going to keep it close to the, what is it?
Close to the vest.
Yes.
Yeah. You are doing good.
When but I'm ready to.
How do you feel? Do you feel good? Okay. Give me one word emotion and then we move on. It's okay. It could be a total lie too. Like you don't even have to tell me the truth. Just give me one word emotion.
Wonderful.
Okay. There we go. That's all we needed. So that is our dating update situation. Now we're going to get into some fun questions about Wichita and Nashville coming up in 1 second.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we got some questions about Wichita, Nashville, and then some random ones. You ready?
Ready?
Favorite things to do in Nashville in November. We got a listener coming to visit soon in a couple weeks, and she wants things to do in Nashville.
Ooh, Cheekwood. I always love that because they have like a whole pumpkin house usually, you know?
They do it throughout. When do they change over for Christmas? Is it like end of November?
Oh, man. Probably, I would say. Yeah, because they... I know they have the whole thing for fall, but then, yeah, they switch pretty early. It's probably like November 1st or something.
Yeah, it always throws me off because I feel like pumpkins should be involved in Thanksgiving, too. Because, like, don't you eat pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Right? But, no, like, you wouldn't be wrong because most places with pumpkin situations always end at, like, the end of October. I'm like, can you leave the pumpkins with the Christmas stuff? Because, like, I'll take both.
Right. I know. Yeah, I have one side. Exactly.
So there is also a really cool thing that will be there that's more Christmassy is ice at Gaylord Opryland.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's always really cool. Like whenever I have people in town around the holidays, I always try and go there because it's just It's so like exquisite and very like grand.
Love going. Yes.
Isn't it cool? And they have like a whole ice thing where you can literally put on a giant parka and you can drink in the ice bar and you can slide down a slide and see these insane ice sculptures that they always do like millions. They're like some crazy high number. But ice at Gaylord is like one of my favorite things when like the season hits.
Oh yeah, and then there's ice skaters that do like a show.
Yes,
too,
outside because there's you can also go ice skating outside. There's also like a little tube slide outside. I think it's meant more for the kids, but I still do all of them. But yeah, that's also really cool.
If you go in the hotel too,
yes,
when it's decorated. Oh my gosh,
it's so
there's
fancy.
Nothing like it. Yeah,
you know, I did go on one of the dates that I went on. Over the holidays last year was there and it was really cute. It was a very romantic date.
That is my dream date. I've always wanted to do that.
And surprisingly enough, it was his suggestion.
Really?
And I loved it. Yeah, we got like drinks at one of the bars inside there. And then we just walked around and like, because I just love Christmas. It's my favorite. Your girl hasn't been cuffed at Christmas in a while. And I still love it. Something's wrong with me.
No, it's not. You bring your own magic.
I'm trying, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little lonely in cuffing season.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at one of my favorite places to look is Nashville Guru. They always have like everything all.
Oh, they have everything.
Oh, my God.
There's just like a lot of pumpkin patches that are fun to go to.
Many.
Within.
And they always have like a lot of things set out. It's not just like a pumpkin patch. You can also like eat crazy foods like cider, donuts, and drinks. And then they also, like a place we went, had a sunflower field. They had a little wagon you could get on.
Yeah. Those are fun.
Yeah, and they're really fun, I feel like, in Nashville.
How about haunted houses?
Oh, I did go to Nashville Nightmare and literally peed my pants.
Oh, my God.
It was a terrible experience. I'm just kidding. Really cool place. Like, really cool place. I am a just giant baby.
I'm surprised you went, because those are scary.
I had to. Scuba Steve made me go, and I was supposed to go with Lunchbox, and Lunchbox bailed on me because he got COVID, and I had to go through a haunted house by myself.
See, I no. Usually you have to go with someone, like, holding hands, and I'm like, yeah, I'm probably not going to be holding hands with Scuba. Like,
no, and Scuba was filming me, so he wasn't even, he was behind me. He wanted me to do, like, paranormal style, so, like, I had my camera on me the whole time, and he was filming me in the back, and I literally, like, Abby, I was cussing up a storm. I was literally, like, left and right jumping. Like, I was not okay.
I bet. I love those, but I cannot do it alone.
Oh, there will be a YouTube video. Eddie is currently editing it of me literally going through this haunted house.
He has to bleep it out because you're cussing out.
I warned him. I was like, I think at least one of those is an F-bomb, so definitely bleep that one. I was not well.
God.
But yeah, it is honestly really cool. Like, they did it in an old mall. And so, like, even one of the areas is, like, an old escalator. It's so creepy.
Oh.
It's so creepy.
Okay, that's cool, though.
But it's really well done. And there's a clown named Yuck Yuck. And he does magic tricks that are insane.
What?
Because they're, like, walking around and you can go and drink and do all these things. They even have little, like, Halloween bars you can go drink in. And, like, Yuck Yuck's walking around doing magic tricks and messing with people. It was so cool.
Had a drink. You should have taken some shots.
I should have, but I think I might have been worse. I think I might have vomited on somebody.
Like, did they have a chainsaw? That, I don't like.
Not in the one that we went in.
That always scares me.
No, it was a lot of jumping out at me.
I know it's not an actual running chainsaw, but I always think it is.
No, same.
You know, I know it's just a sound because I can't really do that, but it scares me.
That's true. So yeah, you should go to this Nashville Nightmare.
Yeah,
Nashville you, Nightmare. You, including also this listener, because it was awesome.
Oh, okay.
It was insane. Like,
I love that.
I do love Halloween, but I don't like being scared.
Mm-mm.
You know, that's the thing. And then, I also did put up some like restaurants and stuff on my Instagram. I did like a reel of restaurants and some other things to do. So I don't know if they're good necessarily in November, but more things are there too.
There is a lot. I mean, you're never going to run out of things to do here.
No, you could also just go drink on Broadway the literal entire time and you'll be fine.
Yep.
You'll probably see maybe two of the bars because you'll fall in love with one and then you won't leave.
I know.
What are your favorite things to do when you go home to Wichita? I say you, like, we both don't go home to Wichita, but, like, you know, both of us. Wait, I'm speaking to you.
I usually go, like, to Chicken and Pickle.
Oh, but it's so cool.
Yeah.
How we don't have a Chicken and Pickle in Nashville blows my mind.
I don't know either, because this is such the vibe for it. Like, it would be perfect here. I don't understand.
And Chicken and Pickle is on your side of town.
Yeah, it's pretty close, so we go all the time.
You know what you went and did, and you told me that I had to go see was Shields.
Yes,
and
yes.
I did. I was very overwhelmed.
It's so overwhelming because there's an upstairs and like it's all sectioned off and there's everything you can possibly imagine.
Yeah, there's a lot of dead animals on the wall. So got overwhelmed.
It's kind of like a Cabela's, you know, Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah, but like vibe. On steroids.
Yes. But I was expecting those. And I was like, okay, it'll just have like a few sections. You know, like fishing, hunting. No, this has everything you could possibly want. If you take your family, everyone can find something they want.
I have a feeling over Christmas time, you and I are going to run into each other there.
Oh, I'll be there again. I love it. So I'll go there.
Well, and they have like a whole ice cream situation that I didn't get. I literally just walked in to see it. I was like, I just want to see this really quick. And I'm like, okay, I'll come back to try some of the food because they have like ice cream. I think they have other food and stuff there. Like
candy.
Yeah. Like, you know, yeah. All the sweet stuff.
Right. And like fish tanks. It's just so cool in there. Yeah, I love the fish.
You know, my dad and I watched, did you ever watch the show? I think it was Tanked. Not like Shark Tank. Tanked, where they built fish tanks for celebrities.
No. I remember that now. Yeah.
It's called Tanked. And it was literally on for like 14 seasons. But my dad 14? And I would always watch it together.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And so when we walked in, he goes, "You think Tanked made these?" I was like, "I don't know. We can pretend they did."
You're like, "Probably not." But yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's multiple places that do fish tanks and stuff. But
yeah. Oh, yeah. Shields.
Shields.
I feel like I spend most of the time just like at home because when I go home, it's just to see people.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there to do? Exploration Place is cool.
Exploration Place is awesome. Do they really still fun. Have the little, like, gosh, I haven't been in there in a really long time. But they had, like, a kind of auditorium thing where it's, like, it all turns like into the skies.
Ooh, yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I thought it was
a movie theater,
like
but it's IMAX all in the sky.
Uh-huh. Like a dome?
Yes.
And they turn the stars on?
Yes.
And it looks like you're in outer space?
Yes. Yeah. They still have that?
I think so.
Okay. Okay.
So you can see movies there. But that when I did, it was like a space movie or something. Or like a document.
I was going to say, I thought it like it was kind of interactive where it was kind of like you're watching something from National Geographic.
Yes.
Like they're talking to you, but it's like you're more immersed than like a regular movie.
Right. Yeah. No, I remember that.
I felt like you kind of leaned back a little bit. Like you're kind of back in your chair. And I could be making all of that up.
No, I remember that.
Okay. I could have like a mixed memory of that.
A lot of years since I've sat there. But
well, and the walk for I love seeing the Indian guy. He has a name.
Oh yeah, Keeper of the Plains.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
I love seeing him and getting lit on fire.
Yeah,
I love that.
That thing's cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a little bridge.
Yeah, it's like I feel like that's the coolest little spot in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
A little downtown area, and downtown's been popping off. They've been adding a whole lot of places down there.
They have.
So, what's your favorite place to eat when you're there?
To eat, I love this is like lunch, like sandwiches, but artichoke. The artichoke. Have you been there?
No,
it's really good. When I was home last time, I ate it like 3 times.
Really?
Uh huh.
Okay, I need to add that to my list. I love finding like new. I really love homegrown.
Love it.
Great breakfast spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just went when I was just there recently. We went to like the wine cellar that's in downtown Wichita. That's literally like wine. You can pour all these wines just by yourself. You have a little card, you put it in, and you pour wine.
Never been.
It's somewhere on one of my posts on Instagram. I can't remember where it's at. But that's a cool spot too.
Okay. Ooh, that does sound fun. Mm-hmm. Bella Luna is one of my favorites.
Great Mediterranean.
Hummus. Mm-hmm. And PETA, ever. I worked there.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm biased.
Yeah.
What else? I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I'm sure there is, but I just can't think of right now.
I know.
We're like, literally Abby and I are looking
How
at
are we home. Like speechless right now?
I know. Because one of the other, like we say favorite things to do when we go home, but somebody also asked top three favorite places to eat.
Poblano. It's like Chipotle, but 20 times better.
I don't think I've had Poblano.
Really,
also, just please keep in mind that Abby and I live on very opposite sides of town, and this is why. Like, you're definitely in East, always has more things. West, we don't get a lot.
Yeah, East is a lot cooler. So,
okay, I didn't say that. I just said that you guys get more things for whatever reason. This is a chain, I think, in the Midwest, but I really love it. It's Good Sense.
Good
they
sense.
Have really bomb sandwiches.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like, very fresh. Like, nothing compares to them. As far as like sandwich chains.
Yes. I like the turkey on pita from Spangle.
We're like, now we go into the chain. Okay. So that's dumb. How you know we grew up in Kansas is because we were listing chains. In all fairness, when we did grow up, there was a lot of chains. Now they've really expanded.
Felipe's Mexican restaurant. It's like family owned. And I grew up going there. I was like a baby when we started. And now I am ancient. I'm just kidding. But I'm still going. I go every time I go home.
Okay, I've had Felipe's. That one's good.
Yes.
Have you had Red Rock? That's on the east side.
Yes.
And they have bomb cornbread and salads. Like Ooh. That salad that they have there, their little house salad. Uh-huh. I've never had anything like it. Oh, I don't know how to explain
wait,
it.
Wait, no, I haven't been there. I'm thinking of Red Rock? Red Canyon Grill.
Oh, yeah. I think there's another one like that.
No,
Red Rock's a little fancy.
Ooh.
They have the sour balls, too, when you leave, which my dad loves.
Okay. Oh, I got to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never go to fancy things when I go
home. It's not like fancy that you have to like be like dolled up, yeah. But like it is a little bit nicer of a okay. chain restaurant.
Good to know.
And I do think it's also a chain, you know, crushing it. there was something else that came to mind, though. Also, favorite thing to do. I just did the bungee fit class when I was there.
Oh.
And that was awesome.
Really?
Yeah. And there's not a lot of them in the country. So like the fact that Wichita has it, like, shout out.
I am surprised. I will say that that's in Wichita.
I know. I posted on TikTok and it kind of went a little, like, got mm-hmm. a little traction on it. And people are like, where is this? I'm like, Wichita, Kansas.
That is why it looked
really
fun.
We don't
have
one here. Like, Nashville doesn't have one.
Yeah, what's up with Nashville?
You know, I don't know, though, but I kind of love that Wichita is starting to have some things that other places don't have.
Mm-hmm.
I like that for them.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm. Those are all. There's more. There's more that come to mind.
There's a lot more, but I mean, those are the ones I go to. I just go to the same ones because I know I like it, and that's what reminds me of home. So I'm like, I'm just going to go to my places.
Oh, have you ever had Cinnamon's Deli?
Oh, yes. My favorite.
Oh, my God.
The bread bowl.
Okay, listen. They have the grilled cheese special always. Uh-huh. Always. And I always get grilled cheese special, and then I get some Wisconsin
broccoli?
Cheese soup.
Sorry.
What?
The broccoli cheddar. That's my combo.
Okay, but broccoli cheddar is also good. Uh-huh. So you get the grilled cheese with broccoli cheddar?
Yes.
And it's that. They've literally ran that special since I was like in high school.
I know. That's been.
It's the only special, too.
Oh my God. I thought like this was the special, but it's still happening.
Oh no. It like happens okay. every day, all the time. Like, I'm not sure if it's just because it's a grilled cheese. I don't know, but like it's also special. Really bomb grilled cheese. So
that's funny.
That makes you. Hey, we have one. We did manage to find one.
Yes. Oh, I love that. The bread bowl. You get it in the bread bowl, right?
Yes.
There's nothing better than that.
Well, like, yeah, because listen, you got grilled cheese on bread. You got soup and bread. You got bread you're dipping in the soup. Like, it is carbs galore.
And then you get to eat the whole bowl after.
Yeah, like, and it comes with pickle.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you like the pickle? Wait.
No.
No, I figured. No. I don't know why. I just knew as soon as I said pickle, I was like, there's no way Abby
you
likes pickle.
You think I would like a pickle? Ew. I'm just kidding.
No, knowing your weird food habits, no.
You're probably shocked that I like what I've said
so
far.
I am shocked, but you know what? I'm proud of you. Take you back to Wichita and it all comes out.
I know. No, those are good options, I think. Yeah. All of those are good.
Yeah, we came up with a lot. I'm sure once we go back home, too, we'll be like, oh, this is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll post about them. And then I don't really know how to take this one, but somebody said our own KSU-KU rivalry. You and I personally don't really have one.
No.
We kind of mess with each other sometimes. Yeah. Like if Abby says, what y'all saying? I'm not saying it.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Yeah.
Go KU. Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Go KU.
No.
I would never say the weird one that's like four letters. Like that's weird.
Ema?
Yeah. That's just strange.
That's not even, doing the Wabash is probably our equivalent of Rock Chalk Jayhawk. You could say Ema, but I think our equivalent to that for you guys is doing the Wabash.
Is the what?
It's a Wabash. It's something we do during every game.
What do you do?
You like basically clap and you rock back and forth to a song. It's like a huge like momentum thing.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you can say Ema while doing like the little cat sign. But it's not like your guys' Rock Chalk Jayhawk situation. And I only said that as
I was like,
statement.
She just said it. Yes.
Statement. No. No. I have been to KU basketball games and it is. Like there's nothing like Allen Fieldhouse because it is so iconic in history. So I can admit that.
Yeah.
I'm also not like a, you know, diehard of anything. And you really love K-State.
And you guys are great at football.
See?
I will say.
So our rivalry isn't like, it's more we just like to give each other crap randomly. Like, or if we're playing on a game, we'll be like, no, I can't say it. Like, we kind of just mess with each other. But it's not like if you were to see the guys talking about sports.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's more of like a funny, like.
Like, you're not annoying if we lose. Like, I'm not like, oh my gosh, I don't want to face Morgan tomorrow.
Yeah, and now he's not just coming in like, Morgan, we beat you. Like, it's not any of that.
Right.
It's just more of a fun banter that we have when it actually pertains to it.
Yes. And, like, I will root for you if you're playing a different team, you know?
Yeah,
like,
same.
If you're in the, you know, whatever. Like a football. If you're in the championship game, of course I'm going to root for you guys.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, someone else.
I do feel like that is how most Kansans are with mm-hmm. Kansas sports teams. Because not, like, everybody has their team, but I feel like most of them, like, if somebody goes to March Madness, or, like, makes it in, or somebody has a, crap, what are the football, the bowl game. I can't find the word. Do a bowl game. I do feel like we all root for each other. And I also feel like everybody collectively also roots for Wichita State Shockers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I do think, like, as a collective Kansas, we'd rather root for any of our three teams than somebody else's.
Right.
Than, you know, like, hate one team.
Oh, my gosh. KU's playing WSU for the first time in, like, 30 years.
This year?
This year.
Why? Like, what happened?
I don't know. They never agree to play. I think it's KU never agrees to play WSU for some reason.
Are you going to the game?
I want to. I don't know the date. I just saw it on the schedule. I'm probably here, so I probably can't. But that would be crazy.
You know, I think K-State and WSU played recently, too.
Really?
In the last few years.
Well, I think K-State never has an issue. I don't know. It's always a KU thing. I don't know what it is between them that they never have. And I know people, like WSU fans, are like, oh my gosh, Bill Self won't agree to it. Or, you know.
Yeah. And fans, I don't know. Listen, it can get intense when it's like happening and you're in it.
Yeah.
I think when you're removed from it, it's not as intense.
Right.
It's just like when you're a fan there and you're experiencing it. Because, like, very I hated intense. KU fans when I went to K-State. Like, hated.
Same. Well, but K-State.
Yeah. But, like, you're in that and you're hearing everybody talk about it. So, like, you're naturally just like, okay, well, I hate him too, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But then you leave, and I'm like, I don't care.
I know, I'm actually being really nice now, because back then I was like, no, I would never root for K-State in a game. Like, no, I'll root for the other team, actually.
Far removed from it.
Yeah, like, what happened?
Listen.
I grew up.
I think that's a little too intense. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I love the fun rivalries. Yeah. I don't love the, like, hating each other. I don't think it's necessary.
Like, people fighting at games. Like, it's. I keep seeing videos on TikTok. I'm like, oh my gosh, calm down. Like, they're like cussing at a kid.
I know.
It's like, okay, that's a little much. It's a kid.
So to wrap up our rivalry. Yeah, no, we're not fighting in stands with children.
No.
Okay, we have favorite fall traditions. Do you have any like fall traditions?
I guess just like picking out pumpkins, like decorating my house, getting all the, oh, and going to haunted houses. And watching Halloween. So those are all my traditions.
You are a big scary person.
I've already watched Halloween this year.
You're not a big scary person. You're a big scary movie person.
Yeah, I've already watched Halloween this season.
Yeah, that's your repeat movie.
It makes me
so happy. How many times have you watched it already?
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, once.
Okay.
I have it like recorded and ready to go.
Well, I remember you saying it was like multiple times, so I didn't know if we were already, I mean, it's October, like what?
I'm behind.
October.
I'm disappointed in myself that I've only seen it once.
I'm surprised it wasn't on my TV when I got back. Like, leave it up for I always make people leave like the TV on for Hazel and Remy. I'm surprised you didn't put that on for them.
That would have been really funny.
I probably would have peed my pants because I also got back mean. Late. I'd have been like, what the crap is on?
I wouldn't do that.
No, but I mean, if you're watching it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I always try and at least hit one like pumpkin patch situation.
Mm-hmm.
I love just experiencing a little bit of that. And then I love dressing up for Halloween, if it's an option. I remember same. One year when I dressed up in studio and I was the only one that came in dressed up. I was like, never doing that again.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I had my onesie on. I was a little dinosaur.
I want to dress up this year.
Yeah, it's
no
on
one
Tuesday.
Ever dresses up.
Well, can we agree to do it together? Then at least I'm not by myself.
Uh-huh. Let's go.
I was like sitting there in the studio and I had my dinosaur hat on and I swear like every time anybody would look at me, I'm just like, what's going on?
That's so fun. Why did no one else?
I don't
okay,
know. Well, you know, we're lame. Okay.
We can make that happen.
Yeah. So this year, if you would like to, let me know.
Yeah.
Just tell me the night before. I'll throw one of my onesies on.
Okay.
I have a few of them now.
You know, real quick, you know what I did last year for Halloween?
What?
And it was like my favorite thing. I did like a glow run.
Oh,
like
did
part
you like
of
dress
like a running
too?
Club. No, because it was like at night. I guess you could. You know, I did. Yeah. Oh, I was like workout. I was like workout Barbie. That's what I was. Yeah. Because we were like running. So I was like, I'll just do, you know, like put the sweat whatever's on and like my hair. Yeah. Sweatbands and like leggings. And but we all had like glow stuff on and glow sticks. And we just like ran around and saw all the kids trick or treating. And I was like, this is so fun. Because when you don't have kids, it's kind of sad because you want to take them. And so I do get sad usually. And so I'm not out in it. But this time I was like, this is so fun to watch. And I was so happy for all the cute families.
I was like, someday. Like, I'm not sad. And at least this time I'm not sitting at home by myself. Yeah.
And I'm running, which gives you endorphins. And you're like,
do
happy.
You not pass out candy?
My neighborhood's pretty small, like no kids really. And everybody like has their lights off. It's like townhomes. And so no one really, it's not a big trick-or-treating neighborhood,
okay, see,
I would say.
Like when I first moved, I was like so excited. I was like, I have a house. I can give away candy. Nobody came. So then I got really sad. And then the next year and like the following years, I never did it again because I was like, I'm not doing, like, I'm not buying candy. I'm just going to eat it. Like, nobody's going to come and get it. So I'm going to eat it. And all these kids started showing up. I'm like, where the heck did y'all come from? Because y'all, I know we're not here for the first 2 years.
Did you have your light on?
Yeah, okay. I did. I was like, I knew that.
You had the light off?
No, I had my light on and I had decorations out.
Oh.
So it did look like I was at home. I was there for Halloween. Yeah, I tried 2 years in a row. And you know who ate all the candy? Me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Don't need that again.
That's probably why I don't. Yeah, I know there's three kids going to come and then I'm going to eat the whole thing. So
that's fair. I like that. Glow run.
Yeah.
Cool little tradition.
If you want to do something, you know, fun and different, I would recommend it.
I don't, for me, running and fun aren't in the same sense.
Yeah, I wasn't really saying you. I know you don't like to run.
I would walk and glow. Like, give me some glow sticks. I'll drink some wine and cheer you guys on.
You can do that.
Nah, I'd lose you guys in like 2 seconds. You guys would be off.
And you're by yourself and you're just like drinking. And
that would really be sad and pathetic. And everybody would be like, who is this adult walking around with all the children?
Are you lost?
Yeah. Or I get mistaken for the children because I'm so short.
They're like, what are you? Oh, I'm a
drunk 30-year-old. Lost my friends.
That's funny.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good one. Okay. Let's end it on that. We got it. We've been going strong. And like I said, we could go here all day. So I'll wrap this one up. Part 3 has officially ended. Abby, just for safe measure, tell the people where they find you, follow you, all that good stuff.
Well, I changed my name on Instagram thanks to you. It is now at Abby Lee Anderson, L-E-I-G-H, and then Singing Abby on Twitter. I'm still hanging on to that one.
We might need to let go of the Twitter and swap that one out.
I don't know why I like it.
Hey, you do you, babe. You for a long time held on to that underscore and that period, but it's another day.
True.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And your song?
Oh, Hey There Hometown.
Yeah.
Wherever you stream music. I'm so excited. I love it.
Good.
Sorry, thanks for plugging that.
I had to help you shout it out.
Yeah, I always forget I have a song.
We gotta work on that part. Abby.
I know.
It's okay.
Get my song.
You can follow me at WebGirlMorgan on all the things, or the show at Bobby Bones Show, and lots of content up at BobbyBones.com, y'all. All right. Bye.
Bye.
I'm leaving. Yes, Bobby Bones Show.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.